This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org. With Christmas on Tuesday this year, all the last-minute holiday shopping this weekend could make for some of the biggest spending all year. But those busy stores also are going to be on the lookout for some busy little evil elves, especially at self-checkout machines, where shoplifting is a surprisingly big problem. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports that a Cambridge company is trying to put a stop to that.
The Cambridge company is called Stoplift. One of its clients is a small family-owned chain in Missouri, Woods Supermarkets. At the store in Sedalia, Missouri, people are stocking up for their traditional holiday dinners, and employee Chloe Beaton is helping them.
I like your sweater. It's so cute.
Thank you. Thank you.
With all the little snowmen on it.
Beaton is watching over the store's four self-service lanes.
Are you going to use the self-checkout?
Yes.
Yay!
Every so often, looking over customers' shoulders, she catches items they did not scan.
Oh, yeah, here, I'll do it for you, because it's not...
It's welcome.
A finger scan approved, I guess.
That is what we call aggressive hospitality.
Doug Haworth is in charge of loss prevention at Wood Supermarkets, and he says Beaton is not just being friendly to cheer up customers. She's working to stop rampant theft.
You know, as self-checkout, if the intent is to leave the store without paying for everything, what we've seen is they usually make it worth their while.
And that's costing stores big time. Richard Hollinger studies theft for the National Retail Federation. He says many companies like Big Y, based in Springfield, Massachusetts, are removing their self-checkout lanes. Often, the companies claim it's for better customer service, but he says they're just losing too much money at self-checkout.
That's what they've told me, is that they've done the cost-benefit analysis, and there were some negatives that they never really anticipated.
Wannabe shoplifters have the ultimate excuse.
If I didn't scan everything, I can say, oh, yeah, I couldn't tell what was going on, you know, it was confusing, and it was beeping at me, right?
Malloy Kundu is the CEO of Stoplift. The Cambridge company uses a computer system to automatically review video surveillance at checkout stations and flag the transactions that look suspicious.
So check this one out.
Kundu shows me one video that's typical of a shoplifter getting around self-checkout, only scanning some of the items.
Here he's got a basket of stuff that he's not ringing up, and watch that. He just kicks the basket across the floor because, honestly, the easiest way to beat the self-checkout is just not to put the stuff on there in the first place.
Other times, customers ring up pricey produce at the price of something less expensive, say bananas. Or they scan cheap items and put more expensive ones on the weight sensor.
A liter of vinegar and a liter of vodka weigh the same.
In another video, a brazen shopper steals some items and then calls over the attendant for help, getting her coupons accepted on the items she's not stealing.
Yeah, this is a pretty common thing because you might as well get a discount on the few things you paid for.
Kundu says U.S. retailers lose more than $10 billion each year at checkout, mostly from cashiers in cahoots with customers. With self-checkout, the cashier and the customer are the same person. And he says loss rates are up to five times higher.
Okay, I've got some items, so I'm going to scan the first one.
Right now, Stoplift service only tells stores after the fact which transactions look suspicious. But Kundu is testing a system that would alert employees in real time as it's happening.
Oh, as you see, intervention required. So it realized that
many retailers are holding off from deploying self-checkout, and others, including Wood Supermarket in Sedalia, Missouri, a Stoplift client, are staffing up with aggressive hospitality.
Hi there. Are you excited for Christmas?
So when that self-checkout attendant is extra friendly, she may just be trying
Good.
To keep you,
you
honest.
You can come over here. I'll help you.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.